As we do every Tuesday, we celebrate a slate of books destined to be your winter reads, or, you know, just to brush up on your knowledge, or maybe just to have fun and read something cool.
That's great.
And to do so, we check out the shelves of one independent bookstore. We spun the wheel, and it has landed on the bookstore in Lenox. Our good friend Matt Tenenbaum joins us this morning to share with us all the good stuff that he's been ordering and unpacking that may be a perfect treat for you or someone in your life. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hello, Joe. Oh, I tell you, this unpacking. The UPS driver, the FedEx driver, they come in, you know, the snowy day, and they say, why are you ordering? What are all these, what's in these boxes anyway?
You seem very spry this morning. You seem like you're like wintered up, you know.
It's the spring.
A little dose of spring.
Did you hear the birds this morning?
I did hear the birds this morning.
They're coming after us.
Well, good. Well, that's what's got you on the run,
right?
Let us talk about some great books, and going to start with a winner.
Usually we don't have national authors on tour come to the bookstore in Lenox.
Unless they have a connection to Stockbridge.
And they do. And Tara Conklin, who grew up in Stockbridge, has written a book called The House Girl. It's her first novel, and it's already, I think, on the bestseller list.
Yes.
And
it's an indie delight.
It's an indie delight. And Tara, if you're listening, publisher has is backordered already. No new shipments till next week. So if you hear me on the radio this morning and you're rushed to buy a book, unless somebody else has one, we only have a couple of copies left.
You know, I was in Battenkill Books this weekend, and they were out of it.
They were out of it, So it's I sold one on Saturday morning. We had a delightful conversation to a woman who's a lawyer. I said, this is a great book about a lawyer. And in Tara's biographical explanation of how she came to write this book, she describes the lawyer character, Lena Sparrow, as a much better lawyer than I ever was. and that alone, that sentence alone was just terrific. It told me how much what Tara Conklin could do as a writer to make this character come alive, draw on her own experiences, but then what's the word? Expand, extrap, no, it's...
She
made her character who she wanted to be, to be, not who Tara wants to be.
Yeah.
So the first line of the book, it's a great first line. It's one of these first line books. There are some books that start, and those are the memorable lines. Mister hit Josephine with the palm of his hand across her left cheek, and it was then she knew she would run. This is the story of the house girl Josephine, a slave in 1852 Virginia. And so you know from the first line that she's going to run. And then the first half of the book, that day goes so slowly. Mm. And you're waiting for her to make a break for it. And you don't know when it's going to happen or if she will be foiled. And then the other narrative is Lena Sparrow, this lawyer contemporary in New York, lucrative law firm, who is working on a case for on slavery reparations. So the two narratives meet, of course.
We expect to have her in next week, I believe,
And she'll be at the bookstore on March 16th. Saturday, March 16th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Tara Conklin and House Girl.
Hometown crowd. It'll be great.
Absolutely. We're starting to get calls for reservations already. You don't need reservations, but come early. Everybody come early.
Okay, yeah. Come early, shop.
And the wine bar will be open.
Pack up the car.
Get lit, wine bar will be open early that day.
Okay.
The next book I have for us today is another author who we're going to have in Barbara Slate, is the author of Getting Married and Other Mistakes, or What Was I Thinking? A semi-autobiographical memoir. Graphic memoir.
Oh, graphic.
Graphic.
All right.
Barbara, in the 70s, or until I think, I'm not sure when, she wrote for Archie Comics. She was Betty and Veronica. Remember Betty and Veronica?
Yeah,
well,
of course.
Yeah. So, and Barbara wrote this book about semi-autobiographically her first marriage. She's very happily married now, and it's a woman who doesn't. She listens to everybody else's voices, except her own, because she doesn't know she has a voice. And this is one of these graphic novels. I'm not a big fan of graphic novels, but this is one, like Alison Bechdel's book, where it really worked for me. The prose and the pictures come together, and neither work without each other, and it's very, very well done. Funny, poignant, sad, tragic. Lovely book. And Barbara is, we had a great time with her first book a couple of years ago called You Can Do a Graphic Novel. And she brought crayons, she brought markers, and we had some kids come, and it was a lot of fun.
Enough authors bring crayons to events. If more did that, all events would be successful, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. And the wine bar will be open for that one also. That's March 2nd. Barbara will be at the bookstore March 2nd from 4 to 5:30 in the afternoon. That's part of third annual Berkshire Festival of Women Writers.
Absolutely, and we're going to have more on that event tomorrow with Jennifer Brody de Hernandez from
Great Barrington.
Bar at Simon's Rock. Yeah. Right. So we'll look forward to hearing about that. But yes, it is Barbara Slade, and that event happens on March 2nd, you said, I believe?
March 2nd, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Barbara Slade.
Two Saturdays. That's the first party this month. And there'll be three. I found out another one last night I didn't even tell you about yet.
All right.
Okay. Next book, change the subject, and we have Nick Turse's book. Apparently he was on, you had him on a few weeks ago, Kill Anything That Moves, The Real American War in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And this is a harrowing story. This is the 10 years of research. Nick Turse, who has written another book, and his previous book was Complex, How the Military Invades Our Everyday Lives. And the title almost says it all. This book, Kill Anything That Moves, if your listeners heard your interview with him a few weeks ago, this is about the mental state and the mentality of the actions and the behavior of the Americans in Vietnam War, and how the My Lai massacre, which generated all the headlines, actually helped cover up all the others, because that was seen as a terrific aberration, whereas in fact it wasn't.
You know, I said this to him when he was on, and I just believe it to be true. I've read a lot on the subject, and you know, you think you've read all you could read about it, and then you read this book, and it's a completely new and interesting perspective. It was endlessly fascinating.
It's almost like the recovered memory syndrome, except it's
right.
not.
Right. You couldn't have written it. It would have taken this long.
Right.
To have this perspective.
Right. To have this perspective.
Yeah.
And he talks about attending the funeral of one of the guys who blew the whistle. One of the guys who did that. People wrote letters to Westmoreland. People wrote letters to their congressman. People wrote letters to Nixon, and how these letters and how these were buried, and how the military used its power. And this is why I say that I wanted to talk about that other book of his, Complex, about how the military invades our lives. Uses its innate position in the American society, in world society. How the military does this to keep its way going. And you had who was on this morning?
Jay Tapper.
It's talking about some of the same items.
Same issues,
right.
And here we are.
Right, right. Same thing.
Three decades later.
I was in the military, and I remember being astonished by how much it is invisible inside the American society.
Yeah. And those many of the issues we were talking about this morning. It is fascinating stuff. The book is
Kill Anything That Moves, The Real American War in Vietnam, Metropolitan Books, hardcover book, well worth your time.
Absolutely, by Nick Turse.
Moving right along and going completely differently, we have Jeff Bridges and Bernie Glassman's dual a conversation called The Dude and the Zen Master.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges, we know him as the dude in the Coen Brothers' Big Lebowski.
Right.
Bernie Glassman is a Zen master. And early on, they're talking about Zen Coens. And Bernie brings up the fact that, well, you know, your directors were the Coen Brothers, remember? So this is a delightful book. This is just a taped conversations about doing good in the world and how you do good by being the dude, and you know, we're all dudes. All the boys and girls in the world are dudes, and the way to be a dude is to abide, and what does that mean? And for me, it's like being the lotus flower, you know, in Buddhist philosophy, being in the world but not of it. And Jeff Bridges, he kind of reminds me always of John Sebastian, the folk singer from the 60s. Just cruising along. What a day for a daydream.
Yeah.
And that's Jeff Bridges to me. And Bernie Glassman, they have a great time. Danny Klein, who you've had on the show before, and his buddy Tom Cathcart wrote their books, Plato and Platypus, Walk into a Bar.
Right.
These are philosophy explained through jokes. These are conversations that they have and wrote them down. And this is what this book is. And this is just a lovely book.
It is The Dude and the Zen Master, Jeff Bridges and Bernie Glassman, and it's published by Blue Rider Press.
Part of Penguin Books. And now the book that went under the radar for Joe Donahue and everybody here in the station. This book was under the radar to me, too. I didn't find out about it till a little after Christmas. It's called The Grand Tour Around the World with the Queen of Mystery, Agatha Christie, edited by her grandson, Matthew Pritchard. And it turns out that a customer asked me for the book. He heard about it somehow. And I got it in for him. It took a while. I got it in, and I love it. It's Agatha Christie's letters to her own mother in 1922 on an around-the-world trip she took with her husband, Archie, who had been invited to join a trade mission to promote the British Empire exhibition. And if I can read a little bit from it, the introduction, Matthew Pritchard introduces it and says, do we have time here?
Yeah, go ahead, you're all right. I'll give you the sign that I give you when it's time. You know, right. Okay. The international sign. Or I'll just say, shut up, Matt.
Joe, for instance, says the introducer, apart from my grandparents, the chief character, one Major E.A. Belcher, whose last job before initiating this tour was controller of the supply of potatoes, was obviously a seriously eccentric and difficult man whose unpredictability and inefficiency sorely tied my grandparents throughout the whole tour. One suspects that his friend and colleagues must have breathed a sigh of relief when they heard that he planned to be out of the country for 10 months. Boss is gone.
And it's great because you can hear her fictional voice in that piece.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, here's a diary entry. Some of them are diary entries and some are letters.
Letters, okay.
The book is illustrated by her own photographs and postcards and then pictures published in newspapers.
Sounds so great. Okay.
Mount Nelson Hotel, Cape Town, Wednesday, February 8th. We were treated to a long lecture by Belcher this morning. Mr. Hyam, another guest on the trip, spent the morning in the cold storage chambers. I guess it was so hot.
Mm.
And came back with a solemn warning to us all never to eat more meat whilst in South Africa. The fish here is uneatable anyway, and Belcher gave us a lurid description of what the natives do to the fruit. So it would seem that we must resign ourselves to slow starvation.
Wow.
and then in this diary entry, she talks about visiting Cecil Rhodes's home in I guess what became Rhodesia.
So it's the Grand Tour Around the World with the Queen of Mystery, Agatha Christie. It's edited by her grandson, Matthew Pritchard. It's published by HarperCollins.
Agatha Christie.
And it sounds fascinating.
Agatha Christie is the most, according to the flap, is the most widely published author of all time and in any language, outsold only by the Bible and Shakespeare.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, right. It would have to be. For more information on the bookstore in Lenox, and there are two great events coming up, The House Girl by Tara Conklin and Barbara Slate, you can go to the bookstore in Lenox, bookstoreinlenox.com,
One more event. Do we have time?
Go.
Clark Coolidge, a poet who lived in the Berkshires for 20, 25 years, now lives in California, is coming back, and he'll be at the bookstore on, we think it's tentatively scheduled for Wednesday, March 27th, 7 p.m. We will be celebrating a CD that BMA Studios of Monterey, Massachusetts has just put out of Clark's Now It's Jazz.
No.
Bookstoreinlenox.com for more information. Matt, always a delight.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.